All right, as promised, I want to have Jared Allen to come on. There's times where I see people that do good work, and it kind of in our industry, for some reason, gets pushed to the margins. And a guy like Jared Allen with the Wounded Warriors Foundation here in Arizona and across the country, he's done a lot. And yeah, I can talk to him about football, and we will. And yeah, I know you Viking fans are all excited to see his face. If you're a Bears fan, maybe not so much. I don't know. But I want to have Jared Allen to jump on in here. He was a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. It will happen at some point. And just get caught up with you. I think the last time you and I spoke, you were doing a home out here years ago. And I told my producer, I said, find Jared Allen. And so it's good to see you first and foremost. How are you?
I'm good. Appreciate you having me on again. Yeah, it's been some years. Life, just living life, you know, just having a good time, enjoying the kids and the wife and the family. And I'm one of the guys that loves retirement because I generally like doing nothing. But we, like you said, we stay busy with our foundation and different things we got going on. So I think like the rest of the world, been trying to navigate 2020 and, you know, just trying to hold tight and hope there's a light at the end of this tunnel. We can all come out better for it.
Where are you these days for fans that don't know?
Oh, we reside up in Nashville area, but just down here in Florida right now on a little vacation. So, you know, taking advantage of virtual school. It's raining up there, so brought the RV down to get some sunshine.
There you go. There you go. Let's get into Wounded Warriors Foundation first. I want to go on that front. Where is that now in your passion, and how is it going for you in post-NFL on the field play?
Oh, great, man. We've just been plugging along. It was that we completed our 20th home a few months ago. Just gave a home actually just outside of Tampa. We got about 6 projects going on. We have some amazing partnerships. But yeah, that's just kind of been our deal. You know, I got a phenomenal team that, you know, that takes care of the day-to-day, our director, Alex. And then, you know, or basically our second in command. We only have 3 employees, so it's not a big deal. You know, Amanda, they do such a phenomenal job making sure that everybody's taking care of. We have great partnerships, so we're just constantly building. And like I said, we're building homes all over the United States. We got, like I said, 5 projects going right now. We just purchased some land the other day for another recipient. So just nonstop chugging along, trying to help, you know, in my opinion, our men and women that sacrifice, you know, with no pun intended, life and limb for this country. Deserve nothing more than the American dream. I've been blessed to live out my American dream. I've been blessed to grow up in a country where literally anything is possible. You know, I told my dad when I was 8 years old, I wanted to play professional football. That's what I did. And so, but I come from a military family, from my grandfather, my brothers and uncles and stuff like that. So I've always had such a high respect for our men and women in uniform, understanding that their sacrifices is why I got to do what I do. It's why I get to drink coffee and gripe and play. You know, every freedom we enjoy, I don't think people realize is fought for. And it's from a military volunteers. You know, men and women volunteer to protect these freedoms for people they don't even know. So the least we can do when they come home, make sure they have their sights to the American dream. And that's what we do. We build and remodel homes and make them handicap accessible. You hear building going on in the background right now. To make them handicap accessible for our wounded vets coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And you know, been doing that now a little over 10 years, and just keep plugging away.
What I love about this, Jared, is it's not just something that you show up and you get a photo op and there's a check presentation, and you know, it's just one of those things. And I may sound a little cynical on my side of the street, but I've seen that stuff through the years. And then when the playing career is over, that goes away. You have stayed on this. This has been a passion of yours. And a lot of guys could just let it go by the wayside and said, man, I did the plane, I did the foundation, but this is real.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a pattern. You get in the NFL, you got to get tied to a cause, right? Because too much is given, much is expected, and everybody should. But I would urge people to proceed with caution. So I was getting blessed. When I first got in the NFL, I was able to get involved with JDRF, right? Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And that's a phenomenal organization, right? And I still do some stuff with them every now and then, but you know, for about 10 years, I was just locked in with them. And then I decided military, I went on a USO tour, and this, you know, my cause became evident to me. And you know, a lot of people said, Joe, just start a fund, right? Just start a fund. You can just write checks out of the fund, different organizations, which is great. I mean, because organizations need funding. Yep. But for me, time, I think your time is the greatest resource you can give something. And for me, I didn't want to just write checks. I could have wrote checks, and I could have just been a part of that, but we wanted to make a tangible difference in people's lives. And that's what our homes do. And you know, that's why we call it homes. It's not a house. You know, we wanted to build a home. My home was my safest spot, my most vulnerable time. It's something that, you know, most people's homes are their biggest prized possession, right? It's the majority of their net worth even. So that's how we wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, and I put my name on it, right? So it wouldn't go away. And so, you know, that's kind of the plot I took because I was passionate about it. And so for me, it's, you know, public service and community service and giving back to those who I've taken so much from, you know, whether it was always the fans, you know, the communities I lived in, this great country. I've been given so much and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So I just want to give back. So for me, it's not about, you know, it's not about the optics. It's about the lives you change. And, you know, that's why, you know, our philosophy is that we'll never let our brand get bigger than our cause. And, you know, we want our partners to be at the forefront. I don't care if people know what I do or don't do. We don't do a lot of hubbub behind it. You got to have media to raise money, obviously. But at the end of the day, we have such a great team that you know, runs like clockwork, and our partners do an amazing job making, and they all buy in. They all believe what we believe. And so we try to just build as many homes as we can and keep our small family atmosphere. And like I said, we just become, our family just grows. Every recipient, our family grows. They all have my cell phone number. We check in with them. They can call me for anything. And it's been a good deal. So that's the only thing I'd caution people. Get behind a cause, but be passionate about it. Yeah. Does not start a fund, right? to passionate people.
I tell our staff, because we are a small little company. I just spun off and did my own thing. But I tell my staff, a changed life will change your life. If you can change a life through your platform, it will change your life. And so I will go back to, do you remember the first home? And like the first home that you did through Wounded Warrior, you're like, oh my gosh, this is beyond whatever I thought.
And it was a complete disaster too. We learned so much in the process. You know, I started a foundation. It's funny, I started it. I called a buddy who owns a pretty good sized company. And I said, hey, I need a check. And I was like, yeah, I need about 40 grand, right? I had no clue what it was going to cost. We're going to remodel some homes. So he wrote me a check. I pretty much matched it. And then, so we roughly had like 100 grand, you know, the 80. So we had 100 grand to go remodel a home. And we weren't really involved. We picked some contractor, wrote some checks, and contractor tried to swindle. It was a nightmare. It was just a nightmare, right? And you learn and you learn and you grow. But you're right. I mean, it wasn't probably till our, you know, second, third home when we got in the process, we realized that we weren't just building a home for people, right? You say we were changing a life. One of the most significant times in our foundation's history, there's been a few, but one of them was we had a gentleman, when we found him, he was on the suicide watch list. And a couple years later, we were at his wedding. And after we had his home, and his mom came up and she was like, gave me a big hug and said, you saved my son's life. Mm. Like, you don't realize, you know, and I think what we don't realize is that our men and women of the military, they're alpha, right? It takes a special person to do what they do. And so have these alpha males and alpha women come back and then have to rely on other people. Yeah. It really takes their independence away. It takes their mission away. It strips them of that core of what they did. And we didn't, I'll be honest, we fell into it. I didn't know anything. We heard from so many of our recipients that their home gave them their independence back, which gave them that drive. And our recipients are, they inspire me daily. But yeah, I mean, it is, you change a life. I mean, that's why, you know, I learned once in a Bible study that, you know, there's success and there's significance. Mm-hmm. I would rather be a significant human being than have any of the success in the world. And, you know, when we all get to where we're going, you know, you can't take monetary stuff with you. It's about the people that you affected and the lives that you changed. And for me, I try to keep that in perspective that, you know, I've had great people in my life and you never know what that one act of kindness or what it's going to be that's going to change someone's life. And so you hit the nail right on the head. And that's kind of, you know, and that's who we're partners with. And, you know, my buddy who actually gave me my very first check to start the foundation, his company's motto generally is positively impacting lives. Like that's what they're about. So, and so that's, I kind of, again, like I said, you know, I've taken so much that I got a lot to give back.
Yeah. Jared Allen with us for a few minutes and talking about the Wounded Warriors Foundation almost makes talking football insignificant, but
I get it.
If you were to sit in your chair that you are today and speak to you, the younger you, about football, and hey, by the way, there's this project that you're going to be involved in, would you have believed it when you're like 18, 19, 20, how your path went, how your journey has gone?
Yeah, you know, I don't recommend it for people. I put all my eggs in one basket at a very young age. And I was, you know, I was honed in on football, and that was all I wanted to do. You know, hindsight, you know, my agent always says, God gave us eyes in the front of our head, not in the back, for a reason, right? So hindsight is what it is. I'm sure, you know, like many people, I would have avoided some of the hiccups in my life, but you know, some of those hiccups taught me very valuable lessons that I'm able to be sitting here and pass along to my kids and to be a responsible, you know, a human being. I mean, we learn, yeah, I'm a firm believer, we learn more from our failures than we ever do from our successes. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I've always tried to be in the moment, right? So, you know, make plans and watch God laugh, right? So I always plan for my future, but I like to stay fluid. And I like to be in the moment. I like to embrace where we're at. So as far as my career, I did the same thing. You know, I do look back and I look at, you know, my first few years and, you know, think like, man, if I was dieting the way I was my last eight, if I would have done this, or, you know, even when I signed with Chicago, you know, I always, in my mind, it's one of my regrets. I tell you, people, the first time in my career, I took the money and I went to Chicago. You know, they had the number two office at the time. So I figured, you know, in the division, my wife was from Chicago. I mean, Chicago area. It's great. I'm not a city person, but it's one of my favorite cities. And, you know, again, the good Lord put you where you need to be. But I always run that in my head, man, if I would have just signed with Seattle, probably wouldn't have blown my back out, or, you know, all those things. You do the what ifs, but they don't get you anywhere. I look back at my career. I had a great career. I always remember, because I'm a perfectionist that way. I look at missed opportunities. I look at times where I probably didn't train as hard as I could have early in my career. But I also look at those times as, man, I've had great stories. I've met great people. So I think if I could tell myself, I was telling my nephew this. My nephew, he's getting ready to graduate college. But I was telling him the other day, I said, you know what? While all your friends are out at the bar, living their life, or going to the club, I said, go to the country club, go to the golf course, and sit with all the executives. You're going to drink beer with them, because at least it'll promote you through the ranks faster. So maybe I would have networked a little better early in my career, but hey, got me, I'm doing all right. And
yeah,
I can't complain too much. But yeah, you know what? Again, I think, like I said, I look at some of the what ifs, but it doesn't do you any good. So I probably wouldn't have done it any different. I would have tried to avoid some potholes, but hey, it, you know, the road smoothed out all right.
If you're talking to a Vikings fan directly, what do you say today, 5 years afterwards?
It's always thank you. Anytime I talk to a fan, it's always thank you. I understood that growing up. I grew up on a horse ranch, come from a very blue collar family, and understand that, you know, when people spend their hard earned money, when they choose to spend their hard earned money to come watch me play a game, right? I feel I owe it to them to give it everything I got. And that's really the attitude I always took. So for me, the fans is always thank you. No matter what team you support, it's thank you, because it's the fans for why we have careers. It's the fans that ultimately, you know, you have media contracts are great, but guess who's watching those? Fans. So the fans are what drive the sport. And so I was laughing and apologize for not getting the Super Bowl, you know, ring. I didn't get one, period, but not getting the Vikings to a Super Bowl, I fell a game short. So yeah, but it's always thank you. It's thank you. It's phenomenal memories and the fans and the crowd. That is what drives those memories and what makes moments iconic is when you hear just erupting noise. So,
Jared Allen with us. Before I let you go, a couple things. How closely do you watch the league now? If I were to ask you about JJ Watt signing here in Arizona, and it's not even the contract that a lot of people are talking about at his age, I'm like, God bless him for getting it, but a player like that coming here to Arizona.
Yeah. I don't watch football that much. Honestly, I keep up because you do. And I saw you sign there. Honestly, you know, I got great friends within the organization. Fitz is down there. I know some of the managers. I lived in Arizona for almost 15 years.
Yep.
But I'm shocked you signed there. I got to be honest. I would have went to a more palatable contender in my own right. And then, you know what? Good for him. I'm never going to hate on people getting absolutely paid. If you can get paid as long as you can, go make it. Hopefully he can bounce back. I know he had some down numbers his last couple of years and moving, you know, moving organizations. Like when I moved organizations, you know, things change. It can be difficult because you have new coaches, new routines, new houses. It can be difficult. So I wish them all the best of luck. But yeah, I don't watch it too much. Like I said, I keep track of the Vikings, see what they're doing. I don't have too many friends that are still playing the league. I'm kind of an old head now. So some of the young guys I like watching Daniil Hunter. I think he's a master of his craft. So I'm curious to see how he comes back off of his injury. So yeah, you know, I peek in. I like watching some of the old school teams that still run the football, like the Titans. Derrick Henry's a blast to watch. I do, you know, still bust people in the mouth. That's fun. So yeah, but again, you know, a couple of free agent moves. Like I said, if I was JJ, I would have went to whoever had the best quarterback and could get me deep in the playoffs, the Super Bowl.
Last question, I'll let you go, and I appreciate all your time, Jared. And that is obviously the phone call this year for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Fans you came short. Great class. I mean, really, really good class. Just the fact you're there, though, that's something else. Walk me through what it's been like here for you on that front.
Man, cool. Again, like I said, I live in the moment, right? I had no expectations of being a first ballot. I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't sting when I didn't make it, especially when four of the five made it. That stung a little bit. Or sorry, three of the four. I was the four first year eligible in the finals. So when three of the first year finalists made it as first ballot, I was like, ooh. But no, it's such a phenomenal honor. And again, you can't take anything away from everybody. There is great. Everybody that makes it to heck, you can argue anybody makes it to the semifinals of the Hall of Fame is that type of player that people model themselves after. I mean, you look at Lynch. I can remember watching Lynch. Obviously, Peyton Manning, no brainer. I competed against Peyton. I competed against Megatron. I competed against, you know, Charles Woodson. I watched Charles Woodson growing up. I was a Raiders fan growing up. So to be mentioned in the breath with the Pacellis and the Seymour, like just that entire group, it's so humbling. It's so awesome that, you know what, like I said, as a competitor, you kind of like, hopefully I can get back to the finals again this next year and hopefully I'll get in. And so we'll see how it plays out, shakes out. But, you know, again, it's one of those things I got no control over. It's all on the voters. My career is done. But that's why it's this weird deal because it's this accomplishment that you're supposedly chasing, that you're nominated for, but everything you did was years ago. And so now we're just seeing if we withstand the test of time. I mean, look at what Lynch was, like a 15-time finalist or something like that. And he finally got in. I don't even know what the exact number, maybe it was eight. I don't know. I just throw numbers out there. But yeah, it's an amazing honor. I'm glad I didn't have to go to the Super Bowl and not get the knock on the door. At least I got the phone call at my own house telling me I didn't make it. So I didn't have to get dressed up. So but this year, if I have to be at the Super Bowl and I have to get dressed up, I hope I get the knock on the door. So it's for no reason. That might sting the most.
Yeah, that's good. I'll let you go off that. It's really good to catch up with you and to see you and the work that you're doing with Wounded Warriors. And you've continued on faithfully on that front. And stay well, stay healthy, stay safe. Thanks.
My pleasure. Take care.
It's Jared Allen with us, and we're back with more after this time out.